بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن علم القرآن، خلق الإنسان علمه البيان، صدق الله العظيم. We heard the 27th para tonight in Taraweeh. And of course, once again, beautiful verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Ar-Rahman is a surah every one of us, we wait to listen. And especially if the person reads it in a melodious voice, in a beautiful voice. Imagine how Shaykh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad used to recite. Absolutely amazing. I heard that Jamal Abdul Nasir had taken him to Russia. There was some conference. And then he was asked to recite. When he recited the Quran in Majid, those Russians were disbelievers. When they heard this Quran being recited, even though they did not understand a single word, unwittingly they fell into prostration. This is the Kalam Majid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about bounties upon bounties upon bounties that He has bestowed man and jinn with. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 31 times in this surah, Allah addresses mankind and jinn. And Allah says, فَبِي أَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the favors of your Rabb, O man and O jinn, which of the bounties of your Rabb do you reject and deny? Which of the bounties of your Rabb can you reject and deny? Allah has bestowed upon you so many boons, so many favors. Favors upon favors. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the entire surah to Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. They listened. Then he addressed them. Say, O my Sahaba, I recited the same surah, beginning to end, to the jinn. There's an incident which is known in the books of hadith as Laylatul Jinn. Ulama say this took place a few times, the difference of opinion. But Rasulullah SAW recited the surah Ar-Rahman to the jinn. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the favors of your Rabb do you reject and deny? So he said, O my Sahaba, when I recited this surah to the jinn, when I completed this surah, the recitation of the surah, the jinn who were present then heard the surah. They said, لا نكذب ولا بشيء من نعمة ربك لا بشيء من نعمة لا بشيء من نعمة يا ربنا نكذب فلك الحمد. O Allah, there isn't a single bounty of yours that we can reject and deny. All praise belongs to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences the surah with Ar-Rahman. Mufassirin have written, they have mentioned that the mushrikeen of Makkah, they used to mock at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he used to preach to them, call them, invite them towards Allah. And they asked once, Mar Rahman? What's Rahman all about? Who's Rahman? Mockingly. Allah then revealed this surah, Ar-Rahman. Allama al-Quran. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. The most beneficent, the most merciful. Both come from the same root letters, Ra, Ha, and Mim. We know Rahmat, Raham, which means mercy. In Surah Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So scholars have differentiated between Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. And they say Ar-Rahman is that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that encompasses the believers and the disbelievers. Allah is so kind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feeds, nourishes, sustains even those who don't believe in Him. And Ar-Rahim specific for the believers. We're not going to go in the detail of that, but I have mentioned a story before and we have heard from many others as well, that there was a person, he had passed on, he went, he was buried, and because of his misdeeds, and he did not repent, he had not made tawbah, he was being punished. And suddenly, one day, that punishment was halted, or there was a stop to that punishment, and somebody sees this in a dream, and they ask him, what has happened? So he said, I did not make tawbah, I lived a very terrible life, I was disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore I was being punished. But he said, today my little child had entered the madrasa, the maktab, and the apa or the ustad taught this child, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I commence in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the merciful. When my little child took this name of Allah, then Allah had rahm upon me. That if your child is taking the name of Allah who is so full of mercy and compassion, how can I punish you? And therefore Allah stopped my punishment. In Jannah, as I said, this surah is so beautiful. How I wish we could just listen to the recitation of Surah Rahman in the voice of Shaykh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad, rahimahullah ta'ala. I have a particular liking for his recitation. It kindles our iman. In Jannah, in paradise, Dawud alayhi salatu salam will be made to recite. And Dawud alayhi salatu salam had a mellifluous voice. Mizmar, a flute. To make us understand, Rasulullah gave the example of a flute. Different tunes, tones. Dawud alayhi salatu salam would recite the Zabur in different styles and tunes. Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya, it is mentioned there that the birds would be hovering above the in the air. When Dawud alayhi salatu salam would recite, they would pause just to listen to his recitation. Animals would come and surround him. Matu itashan. They would listen to his recitation for hours till they would die out of thirst. Dawud alayhi salam would be made to read in Jannah. From this ummah, scholars have mentioned Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu called to recite. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite. How beautiful he will recite. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recite the Quran. And Allah won't say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Why? Allah doesn't have to say, I take the name of Allah in the beginning. Allah says, Ana Rahmanur Rahim. I am Rahman and I am Rahim. Allah said, Ar-Rahman. That quality of Allah, full of mercy. Allam al-Quran. It is through this mercy, this condition, this quality of Allah being merciful, that Allah has taught us the Quran. So it is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, that He has taught us how to read the Quran. He has given us the understanding of the Quran so that we can contemplate over the Quran and we can practice upon the Quran. It is only out of His fadl, His karam, His rahm. Allah was not compelled in any way to do so. And some ulama have even mentioned this and they have deduced from this quality of Rahman, allama al-Quran, allama yu'allibu means to teach. Therefore, ulama who teach the Quran, who have students, then they should also teach with the quality of mercy and compassion. It is not permissible to beat up the child. It's very difficult to teach the Quran, it's not easy. But the ustad has to be tolerant. When Allah has mentioned Ar-Rahman, therefore you, the teacher, should have the sifat of Rahm in you when you're teaching the child. There's an incident of a child who should go to the madrasa, and the ustad used to beat the child up, and the child used to be crying. And this ustad was notorious for beating up the children. So people could hear the crying of children there when they should go to that class. So, brothers, those who are wrongly parked, kindly remove your cars. People want to leave, so kindly remove your vehicles. So, it was the day of Qurbani, and one animal was being taken to be slaughtered, and people could hear the bleating of this sheep. So a little child heard this sheep making meh, 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 as though it's crying. So the child asked the father, this sheep did not know it's sabak today. The ustad gave it hiding. Nonetheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah has taught man Quran. Then khalaq al-insan. Allah created man. Man came down into the world first. His ummah came, Rasulullah was sent. Then Allah sent the Quran to him. But here Allah is saying, Ar-Rahman allama al-Quran, then khalaq al-insan. Allah has taught us the Quran. Then Allah says, Allah created mankind. Why? Because the objective, our purpose, our maqsad is to act upon the Quran. So already Allah brings our aim, our goal, our purpose first. So the moment we recite, we know where our goal is, Quran. And that Quran, if we practice, abide by it, then we will reach Ar-Rahman, reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said, عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. Allah has taught man speech, how to speak. We are not dumb. We are able to speak. And this is given to us, taught to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are able to articulate ourselves. We are able to express ourselves. Man has been given this faculty. Man has been given this tongue. Man has been given and endowed with the ability to speak. Such a great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what he's going to do with his tongue? He is going to teach the Quran. He is going to learn the Quran. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu narrates the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنُ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you is he who learns the Quran and teaches it. And therefore some ulama and scholars in the tafsir of this verse, they have mentioned any person. He says, the Quran is such a great bounty, such a great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah makes mention of it, that Allah has taught us the Quran. It is such a great bounty that any hafiz of the Quran, any alim who has been blessed with the Quran, if he thinks of anybody else that he's got a greater bounty over mine, then he has not made other of this bounty of Quran in his heart. So great is the bounty of Quran. Allah says, "Ash-shamsu wal-qamaru bi-husban." The sun, the moon, they are moving in the orbits in a fixed manner, a calculated manner. In Surah Yasin, it is mentioned, the sun can never catch up with the moon. The moon can never catch up with the sun. They are moving in a fixed orbit, a fixed pattern. This is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, day and night. Sun rises, sun sets. In the night we see the moon is shining. Any machinery we have in this world, after it's being used for a long period, it needs to be serviced, needs to be oiled, but never you will find you have to oil the sun and the moon. The brightness of the sun, we can go into scientific facts, and the brightness and the intensity of the heat of the sun and the rays of the sun and the brightness of the sun, Ikrama rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, it is mentioned Ibn Kathir, that between us and the sun, there are 70 hijab. Hijab means barriers, curtains, pardas, veils. 70. We cannot see those veils. Allah has placed those veils. And we know on a hot day, try looking at the sun midday, you'll not be able to take the glare of the sun, the brightness of the sun. But he says there's 70 hijab. If only one has to be removed, just one, and one human being is given the power of sight that is equivalent to the power of sight of all mankind, all jinn, all animals, all birds, put together, give to one person. Can you imagine the power of sight he's got now? And now he's told to look directly into the sun, and just one curtain is removed. لَمَا اسْتَطَاعَ أَن يَنْظُرَ إِلَيْهَا. He will never be able to look directly into the sun. This is the brightness, the nur of the sun. But he says, there is nothing. The nur of the sun, or nur al-shams, جُزْءٌ مِّن سَبْعِينَ جُزْءًا. It is only 1/70, 1/70. 1/70 of the nur of the kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayatul kursi we read, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And the nur on the kursi of Allah is only 1/70 of the nur of the arsh of Allah, which each angels are carrying. And the nur of the arsh of Allah is only 1/70 of that curtain which conceals Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or that does not enable us to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ikrama rahmatullahi alayhi says, then imagine in Jannah, when a person will be able to see his Allah, what nur Allah will give in his eyes. I am adding from my side now. Imagine then the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has got the sun, the moon. These are all bounties which you and I take for granted. Without the sun, the moon, we will not be able to live properly in this world. Yet Allah repeatedly makes mention of the sun, the moon throughout the Quran. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَى. Allah is actually taking an oath on the sun and the moon to make us realize that these are such great bounties of Allah. And behind the sun and moon, there has to be some powerful being who is controlling the sun and moon. Every single day the sun rises in the east, sets in the west. Every single day. Until the day will come when the sun, and each day it takes permission. The sun takes permission. Ya Allah, may I rise, then Allah gives it permission. But there will be a day when the sun will take permission. Ya Allah, may I rise, Allah will say, no, today you don't rise from the east, you rise from the west. That's one of the major signs of Qiyamah. When that happens, then no disbelievers then accepting Iman will be accepted. Anybody then who wants to bring Iman, his Iman will not be accepted. And the person who is a sinner, then he wants to make Tawbah, his Tawbah will not be accepted. Right till that point, Allah gives us a chance. Because now you are seeing reality, that the sun is not rising from the east. Now you realize this is the advent of Qiyamah. And Allah has spoken about وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانِ, about the stars and the trees. Some say Najmun here refers to the creepers and the trees. They are bent, making sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes you see a picture and you send to everybody, look at this tree, he's making ruku. Allah has made it such. Mufassirin have written that there are trees that are bent in that way. They're actually making the ruku of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in one verse, وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُ. Every single thing makes a tasbih of Allah. Every single creation of Allah glorifies Allah. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. Allah says, but you do not understand. You cannot understand the tasbih. You cannot hear the tasbih. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting with Sahaba, Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. They've got pebbles in their hands. And Rasulullah has the pebbles, and the Sahaba can actually hear the tasbih of these pebbles. He gives it to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu. He holds it, and the pebbles make tasbih. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu holds it, tasbih. They can actually hear the pebbles making tasbih. So yes, Judan, these two things are making, they are prostrating before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا. And the sky Allah has elevated it. وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ. And Allah has established the scale, mizan. And Allah said, أَلَّا تَطْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ, the scale, what we measure with. Allah says, do not transgress when it comes to weighing and measuring. وَأَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ, establish it. بِالْقِسْطِ وَالْجَسْتِسِ. So when you have a customer, when you're buying, when you're selling, make sure you do not measure or weigh less. And when you are purchasing, make sure that you don't measure and weigh more and get more from the buyer. وَلَا تُخْسِرُ الْمِيزَانِ. Don't be deficient when you are going to weigh. وَالْأَرْضَ وَضَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ. Allah says, this earth, Allah has placed it. The word وَضَعَ shows a lot of humility. We have تَوَاضُع. تَوَاضُع comes from the word وَضَعَ, to humble, to lower oneself. Allah has made the earth such that it is soft for us to dig deep into it, yet at the same time we can build and put huge skyscrapers that are being held firmly and fixed firmly into this earth. وَالْأَرْضَ وَضَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ. Allah has created the earth for anam, you and I, the creation of Allah. فِيهَا فَاكِهَةٌ وَالنَّخْلُ ذَاتُ الْأَقْمَامِ. Allah continues and Allah talks about the fruit and the seeds that Allah has kept. And Allah has mentioned so many bounties that Allah has created man and jinn. Allah talks about how Allah has created them. The Surah Ar-Rahman is so beautiful. Each time after Allah mentions the bounty, فَبِيَيَّ أَلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the bounty of Allah are you rejecting? Which of the bounty of Allah do you deny? And after that Allah talks about Jannat, Allah talks about Jahannam as well. And then Jannat. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّةً. For the one who fears his Rabb, for him there are two gardens in Jannat. Two gardens. One garden is sufficient. Two gardens. In Jannat is only mazah. There is only enjoyment, pleasure, happiness, perpetual bliss. Some ulama have written, that person who fears Allah, understanding before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the day of reckoning, for him is jannatan. Jannatun fi dunya bil-huduri ma'al mawla. Wa jannatun fi al-uqba. One jannat in the hereafter. But one jannat he gets in this world. What is the jannat they're talking about? The presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. The Allah consciousness he has, the proximity that he enjoys with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah blesses those who have hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then of course, I'm sure all of you understood the remaining verses. It is all about Hur Een. And that is why we say, learn Arabic, at least you will enjoy this one surah. Hur Een, Allah talks about, Allah describes the Hur Een, how beautiful the Hur Een are, etc. But of course, we have mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, so before we get in trouble, we will explain what Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha asked. Rasulullah was talking about the Hur Een. So one of his wives, she took up the courage. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hur'een are so beautiful. What about us? What's our position? Rasulullah sallallahu in the lengthy hadith, he explained. He said, the noor, we're speaking about noor. The noor that the Hur'een, Allah speaks about how beautiful they are, etc. But the noor that you, woman, the believing woman of this world will have, will be far more greater than the noor of the Hur'een. And he explains why. He said, because of the abundant salat you are making, the roza that you keep, the zakat you discharge, the umrah you make, the hajj you make, all the ibadat you make, that will be noor on your face in Jannah. And that will make you, the woman of this world, outshine the Hur'een in Jannah. I think that should console our mothers and sisters. Nonetheless, respected brothers and elders, tonight again is the 23rd night. We can hear bayans, inshallah, we'll hear rest of our life. We have heard so many bayans already. The maqsad of these bayans is to, for us now to really connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mentioned in the 21st night, we all need to recharge our batteries. All of us. We all are weak. There's nobody here who doesn't have to recharge himself. He's already connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all require Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. And the simple example of ulama give, the cell phone. After some time, what happens? The battery, somebody, if you phone somebody and that person is talking for so long that he's not putting the phone down, it's costing you the easy one, you just put it off. What happened to you? Battery went dead. So we have to recharge ourselves all the time. And Allah has given us these opportunities to recharge ourselves. So we do not have to worry about the next person again, as I mentioned the other day. Ignore everything now. It's only you and your Allah. I mentioned last night, do not lose hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any whisperings of shaitan, any insinuations you get, shaitan will make you think more and more and more and probe into matters. He makes you feel sometimes very depressed. He makes you lose all hope. He says, you are a failure in this world. Everything of yours is just turning out to be a mess. Look at other people, how they enjoy themselves. And see what's happening to you. You're not even being blessed with a child. And you are getting this problem and that musibat. And your shop went on fire. And you lost this. And you've got no job. And nothing is happening. And you lost your wife. And he makes you feel so miserable. Why? Because he wants you to leave Islam. He wants you to abandon deen. But we have Allah with us. You can lose the entire world, but you have Allah with you. And then you're successful. And therefore, these insinuations of shaitan, many people are now complaining of these insinuations of shaitan. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ When these type of things come to you, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ When these insinuations come, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ Then seek refuge in Allah from shaitan, the cursed one. Allah is most powerful. And Allah has given us His opportunities to make tawbah. Take any buzurg in the world, in the last 10 nights, it is only a time of crying. Rona dona, crying. We have to make dua every day, every session, dua. When that dua is going to be accepted, we don't know. We have to carry on knocking, and the moment that door opens, but we do not know when that moment will take place. So therefore, all of us, we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who from amongst us doesn't require his guna to be forgiven? Every one of us. And each one knows the amount of gunas that he is involved in. But we don't have to go and mention to any person. There's no advertisement of those wrongs. Allah has been so kind. And Allah conceals our sins. And therefore, in one hadith, it is mentioned that every person is forgiven, illa al-mujahirin. Who is the mujahirin? Al-mujahideen, no? Mujahirin. Mujahirin are those people who commit sins at night. And the entire night, Allah concealed his sin. But this fool, in the morning, he goes and he broadcasts to his friends, last night I did this, I did that, I made zina with that woman, or I drank this, and I gambled, or I took drugs. Allah says that Allah had that barrier, Allah kept that veil and that curtain. Allah protected your honor and izzat. You went and tore that veil and curtain open. Allah says, I won't forgive such a person. So we don't have to broadcast and brag about our sins. It is something that we have to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cry. When Musa alayhi salatu salam, when there was drought, and he complained to Allah ta'ala, Ya Allah, send down rain. Allah said, get all your people assemble and make dua. And they're making Allah say, no. There's one particular person amongst you. Because of him, I'm not sending down rain. And until he does not move from this gathering, I will not send down rain. So Musa alayhi salam makes this declaration, O people amongst you, there's somebody who is a grave sinner. Because of him, Allah is not sending down any rain. So please, move away from this gathering. This person realized it's me. Without moving away from the gathering inside his heart, he cries to his Rabb. This is Allah. Oh my Allah. Don't embarrass me now, my Allah. I sincerely repent of my sins. I made a mistake. I made a blunder. Ya Allah, you are Sattar. You are one who conceals a person's sins. Ya Allah, do not humiliate me now in front of my Nabi, in front of the people. Allah sends down rains. Musa alayhi salatu salam is shocked. No person move away from this gathering. Ya Allah, what is this? Allah says, oh Musa, because of the same person whom I withheld that rain, I said, because it is because of him now, I'm sending down the rain. Musa alayhi salam said, Wallah, show me who that person is. Allah said, oh Musa, how can I embarrass him now? When I have forgiven him, when he committed the sin, I did not embarrass him. Now by me mentioning to you that this is the person, won't he be humiliated? This is Allah. Allah is so kind, so Allah doesn't even tell the Nabi about his ummati who had made tawbah, the sin that he had committed. So again, let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah, there's so many brothers who have come. They have come for what? There's no money being distributed today. There's no food here. But each one of us has come today, and our mothers and sisters listening with the receiver, each one is desperately searching for what? Laylatul Qadr. And we want to be forgiven. It is a time for crying, and cry. If you can't cry, then make the face of a crying person. This is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imitate those who are crying. But this is the time when we should not bother about the next person, what he'll say. Somebody asked me, Maulana, if I make a little bit, if I'm crying in my dua, then the next person might think that, you know, this person is showing off. No, don't worry about the next person. Imagine if Qiyamah is now in hour's time. And Allah has given us this 1 hour left now. Allah says, cry your hearts out. And depending on that, I'm going to forgive you. How am I going to cry? Which person will sit silent? Go to Multazam, what do we hear there? Sometimes we go there, we become awestruck really. There were so many times when we just, with Allah's fazal, managed to get there. But the person next to me, outwardly he doesn't look so, inverted commas, outwardly he doesn't look very pious, but the du'as he is saying, we say Ameen to that person's du'as. Because you can see the sincerity, he's crying to his Allah. Oh my Allah, you forgive me. Allah, you forgive me. So we have come here to seek Allah's forgiveness. We will make dhikr inshallah. And I mentioned the other day how we make the dhikr. But so many new brothers, I'm not going to repeat. But when you're making sing La ilaha illallah very briefly, then take out from your heart. Negate. Nafi. It's nafi. Taking out, removing all the sins that have accumulated in our hearts. They've clogged our hearts. They've clogged our hearts to such an extent that our hearts have become hard. Have become so hard. The Quran doesn't have an effect. Hadith don't have an effect on us. Nothing having an effect on us. We hear bayans upon bayans. No effect. But when you make zikr, la, you sing la to it, la. And just imagine everything now just being, it's just falling out of the heart. It's being scrubbed. And your heart is empty. And now you say, illallah, and you fill it with the noor of Allah. And see how nice a person will feel. The itminam you get. The happiness you feel. And then we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, we do not scream and make zikr. In a beautiful way, make zikr of Allah ta'ala. Call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you're making this zikr, think of all our sins that we have committed and how Allah has been so kind on us. And the occasion in our life when we were so desperately in need of Allah, and how Allah came to our rescue, and how we need of Allah, how we now need to become lovers of Allah. Far too long we have become lovers of dunya and the things of dunya. Now tonight we have made up our minds that now we're going to become lovers of our Allah. And then we make dua inshallah. Those who can come into the masjid area will be better, inshallah. Those who require chairs and stools, no problem. full concentration on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't let anything else distract us now. Just you and Allah. Nothing else exists in this world now. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 illallah,
illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah, illallah,
sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When you say la ilaha, when you say Allah, then you think that every single makhluk of Allah is saying Allah. The sky is saying Allah. The sun is saying Allah. The moon is saying Allah. The stars are saying Allah. The earth is saying Allah. The trees are saying Allah. The mountains are saying Allah. The leaves are saying Allah. The birds are saying Allah. The insects are saying Allah. The reptiles are saying Allah. The animals are saying Allah. The rivers are saying Allah. The oceans are saying Allah. Every particle is saying Allah. The mountains are saying Allah. The air is saying Allah. The hair on the body of the believer is saying Allah. There is no other name in the world more beautiful than the name Allah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nuhu.
Tu hi tu ho, تو ہی تو، اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر، دیکھو جدھر، اللہ 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 حاضری اللہ ناظری اللہ شاہدی اللہ معی اللہ 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 ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی، ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی، اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی، او مائی اللہ ایوری ڈیزائر فار مائی ہارٹ ہیز ڈسپیئرڈ ناؤ، او مائی اللہ ایوری موو آف مائی ہارٹ ایوری تھنگ بیسائڈز یو مائی اللہ، او مائی اللہ ناؤ یو کم انٹو مائی ہارٹ، یا اللہ اٹ از اونلی می اینڈ یو مائی اللہ، ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی، اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی، لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. You are full of praise, my Allah. All praise only belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise only belongs to you, my Allah. You are the Rabb of Alameen, my Allah. Ya Allah, all praise only belonging to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are exactly how you have praised yourself, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can use all the beautiful names, Ya Allah, and all the adjectives and qualities, Ya Allah, that we can think of, my Allah, to describe you, my Allah, still we will fail, my Allah. Ya Allah, if all the trees in the world has to be turned into pens, my Allah, and the oceans turn into ink, my Allah, and we write and write your praises, my Allah, the pens will break, the ink will run dry, but still we would not have completed praising you, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ahli Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, sana wa durud and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those, Ya Allah, who have come here tonight, Ya Allah, you have brought us here, my Allah. We have not come on our own, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only your mercy. Ya Allah, your glance of mercy that you showered upon us, my Allah. That you brought us into your house, my Allah. And our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver at home, my Allah.
Ya Allah, you have brought us into your court, my Allah. We are all beggars, my Allah. We were lost, my Allah. We had gone astray, my Allah. We had lived a life of negligence, my Allah. And out of your kindness, you assembled all of us here in your court, my Allah. Ya Allah, that king, who after finding the people, his citizens who had gone astray, who were lost in the jungles, and he sent his men to find them, out of his compassion and love for them, after bringing them into his palace, that king is surely going to entertain those citizens. He is going to give them food to eat and things to drink, and he is going to make sure they are in comfort and peace. Oh, my Allah, you are the king of all kings, my Allah. You are Malik al-Mulk, my Allah. Everything is in your control, my Allah. The sun is in your control. The moon in your control. The sky is in your control. The stars in your control. The hearts of every person is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can do nothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the doer, my Allah. You are the sustainer, you are the nourisher, you are the provider. After bringing us in your court, my Allah. And we are beggars, Ya Allah. We have raised our hands tonight. Ya Allah, it is impossible that you would send us empty-handed, my Allah. It is impossible, my Allah. You are too generous, Ya Allah. You are munificent, my Allah. Ya Allah, you just pour and pour your bounties over us, my Allah. Your kindness knows no limits, my Allah. Ya Allah, your treasures never become exhausted, my Allah. You give and you give and you give, but your treasures never become diminished, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, look at our pitiable conditions, my Allah. Each one of us, my Allah, you know what wrongs we have done in our life. Ya Allah, so many years of our life we have just wasted, my Allah. But today we regret, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are sincere, my Allah. Ya Allah, you check our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim, hum sharminda. Ya Allah, we are remorseful, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are remorseful, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, Ya Allah. We are faqir. We are fuqara. Ya Allah, the beggar who comes knocking on our door. Ya Allah, we jump into the car, he comes behind us, we quickly go into the car. And he taps on the window from the right hand side, the left hand side, he goes around. He encircles the car, my Allah, we are unable to move. And finally, we just give him a few cents and we chase him away. Oh, my Allah, we are knocking on your door, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we are knocking on your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, open your doors of rahmat for us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, open your doors of rahmat, my Allah. Ya wasi'al maghfirah. Ya wasi'al maghfirah. Oh, my Allah, oh, my Allah, oh, my Allah, whose mercy is so vast. Oh, my Allah, who has written on his arsh, inna rahmati sabaqat ala ghadabi, that my mercy supersedes my anger. Oh, my Allah, who has mentioned, inna rahmatallahi qareebun min al-muhsineen. Ya Allah, you have mentioned that my rahmat is close to those who have done good, close to the believers. Oh, my Allah, we are sinners. But you have mentioned, inna allaha yuhibbu tawwabin, that you love those who repent, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have wronged, but now we are turning to you. We acknowledge the wrongs we have done. We confess, my Allah, our pride, our arrogance, my Allah. Our haughtiness, my Allah. Our disobedience, my Allah. Our obstinance, my Allah. Our stubbornness, my Allah. The fact that we turned away. We turned away from your Quran. We turned away from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we openly violated your commands, my Allah. With no frown on our faces, my Allah. Ya Allah, now you have given us a tawfiq of realizing what a terrible thing we had done, my Allah. Ya Azim, Ya Azim, Ya Halim, Ya Halim. O Mighty One, O Mighty One, O Most Tolerant, O Most Tolerant. Ighfir lana al-zanb al-azim. Forgive us that great sin we committed in the darkness of the night. Or in broad daylight, in public or privacy, that big sin that we committed, my Allah. We thought nobody was watching us, my Allah. We hid from our parents, our wives and children. We hid from the public, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you were watching us, my Allah. Tonight you forgive us, my Allah. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الْعَظِيمُ إِلَّا الْعَظِيمُ. Ya Allah, no other person can forgive a grave, a big sin, except a person like you who is mighty, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight, please, my Allah. We are begging you, we are imploring you, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum faqir bankar, my Allah. Tere darwaza par, ya Allah. Tere chokat par, my Allah. On your doorstep, my Allah. There is no other Allah. There is no other house we can go to. There is no other zat we can go to. There is no other being we can go to. There is no other king we can go to. There is no other rich person we can go to. There is no other generous person we can go to. There is no other kind person we can go to. There is nobody else, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanak. You are free from all blemishes. You are free from all faults. You are free from all defects. You've got no deficiencies. You are pak, my Allah. You are so beautiful, my Allah. You are so kind and loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the owner of the arsh, my Allah. You are the owner of the kursi, my Allah. You are the controller of the skies and the earth, my Allah. You are the creator of the skies and the earth. You are the creator of dunya and akhirat, my Allah. You are the creator of jannat and jahannam, my Allah. You are the creator of insan and jinnat, my Allah. You are the creator of animals, my Allah. You are the creator of everything, my Allah. There is no other Allah. You've got no partners, my Allah. There's nobody equal to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got no parents, my Allah. You've got no wife, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got no children, my Allah. You've got nobody. You are alone, my Allah. You are ahad, my Allah. You have said, Qul hu Allah, hu ahad, my Allah. We ask you by your oneness, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you by your samadiyat, my Allah. That you are beniyaz, my Allah. You are independent, my Allah. You don't need any person, my Allah. You are not muhtaj, my Allah. We are muhtaj, my Allah. Tonight you forgive each and every one of us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Our hearts are still feeling heavy, my Allah. Our heads are feeling heavy, my Allah. Lighten our burden, my Allah. Lighten our burden, my Allah. Wash away the sins from our body, my Allah. Wash away the sins from our soul, my Allah. Ya Allah, pour the water of your maghfirat, my Allah. Pour the floods of your maghfirat over us, my Allah. Ya Allah, the wrongs we did with our eyes, my Allah. With our ears, my Allah. With our tongue, my Allah. With our mind, my Allah. With our heart, my Allah. With our hands, we touched haram. With our legs, we went to haram. The private parts, we did haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, filthy thoughts, Ya Allah, went through our minds and heart, my Allah. We looked at haram, we heard haram. We used our tongues only for haram, my Allah. We nourished our bodies with haram, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, oh, my Allah. If you wish, you could have punished us long time, my Allah. It was only your fadl, your karam, Ya Allah. You did not send azab to us, my Allah. Surely tonight you are going to forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, the entire Ramadan is going to go by just now, my Allah. We hardly got to, besides just a few days, my Allah, just a week left, my Allah. You are not going to deprive any one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah. Oh, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rahmatul lil alameen. So merciful, so merciful. You had sent him as a mercy to the entire mankind, my Allah. But he actually said, Ameen, my Allah. He said, Ameen, to the curse, Ya Allah. When Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam told him, and made that baddua, Ya Allah, you had sent Jibreel, my Allah, as our Rasulullah was climbing the minbar, and he said, that person who experiences the month of Ramadan, Ramadan goes by, and still he does not gain Allah's forgiveness, such a person is cursed. Ya Allah, we cannot get the badwa of Rasulullah sallam. He loved us, my Allah. In sadda, he cried for us, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. Make us understand what month is going by, my Allah. Make us realize, Ya Allah, this is why we are turning to you, my Allah, so you may forgive us. and make us amongst the fortunate ones before the month of Ramadan finishes, my Allah. Otherwise Ramadan will be finished and then what we are going to be? We're just going to lament and cry, my Allah, if we are not forgiven, my Allah. Allah, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha got so happy when Rasulullah made dua for her. Oh Allah, forgive Aisha. Ma qaddamat wa ma akharat, whatever sin she did in the past, whatever sin she may do in the future, whatever sin she did openly, whatever sin she did in privacy, oh Allah, forgive my Aisha completely. She got so happy, so happy. Rasulullah SAW looked at her happiness and joy and said, oh Aisha, it makes you so happy that I made this one dua for you today. Allah's qasam, I make this dua for my ummah every single day. Ya Allah, we have been so great, ungrateful. So ungrateful, so ungrateful. You sent a Nabi of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Kalabuf. Ya Allah. The most beloved to you, my Allah, you sent him as our Nabi. You made us his ummah. And still we cannot see the truth and the beauty in his life. We cannot see the beauty in his sunnah. And still we are going through other people's fashion, other people's way of life. My Allah, what injustice we have done. Ya Allah, you are tolerating us, my Allah. We have no words, my Allah. We are stuck. We've got no words to express our condition. Ya Allah, we regret, my Allah. We have made mistakes, we acknowledge. Ya Allah, you forgive us tonight, please, my Allah. Have mercy on this young, masoom children who have come to this gathering. So many of them, Ya Allah, who not even 5 years and 6 years, or even younger, 4 years old, they've kept all their rosas, my Allah. Aren't you going to show mercy on their parents? We've got elderly people, white beards, my Allah. People who are not well, they're sitting on chairs, my Allah. Their brothers making etikaf here. The ulama-i-kiram, ufaz-i-kiram. Ya Allah, mothers and sisters listening at home, my Allah. Through somebody's sincerity, my Allah. Forgive the entire majma tonight, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Even though we may not be sincere, my Allah. Even though we may be so sinful, my Allah. Even though our hearts have gone so black, but somebody's sincerity, my Allah. He may not be an alim even, my Allah. He may be an ordinary person, my Allah. But he is crying in his heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, when Musa alayhi salam sins in the earth now, my Allah. You send down that rain because that one person was sincere. Ya Allah, Abraham, on that person who's sincere today because of him, Ya Allah, you are going to forgive all of us completely, my Allah. And help us in future, my Allah. Keep us on sirat mustaqim, Ya Allah. Don't lead us astray. Don't deviate us, my Allah. Don't make us go off track, my Allah. Keep us all the time on sirat mustaqim. Ya Allah, and give us the righteous, pious, beautiful, pure life, my Allah. Amari diloku musaffa mujalla muzakka bana. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha. Wazakkiha anta khairu man zakkaha. Anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Allahumma inna abiduk. Banu abidik. Banu imaik. Nawasina biyadik. Maadin fina hukmuk. Adlun fina qadauk. نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جناتك جنات النعيم اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار Oh my Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, your closeness, your ishq, your love, your muhabbat. Ya Allah, make it penetrate into our hearts, my Allah. Give us that bond with you, my Allah. That attachment with you, my Allah. That will never be broken again, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us taqat, Ya Allah. Give us tandarusti, my Allah. Give us sihat, Ya Allah. Give us good health, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us good health, my Allah. Give us abundant wealth, my Allah. Give us halal rozi, my Allah. Give us halal sustenance, my Allah. Ya Allah, pour your rozi from the skies for us, my Allah. Make it be halal, my Allah. Make us use it with halal, Ya Allah. Make us use it in halal means, my Allah. Ya Allah, give our parents barakat, my Allah. Give our wives barakat, Ya Allah. Our children barakat, my Allah. Our families barakat, Ya Allah. Our friends barakat, my Allah. The entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need your protection, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. From all sides, my Allah. Allahumma ahfazna min bayni aydina, wa min khalfina, wa an aymanina, wa an shama'ilina, wa min fawqina, wa min tahtina, wa min kulli janib. Ya Allah, especially the people in Burma, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, have raham on them. Ya Allah, give them aman and chain and sukoon, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them aafiyat, Ya Allah. Bless the entire ummah to the aafiyat. Give us aafiyat, my Allah. Give the people of Burma aafiyat, Ya Allah. People of Syria aafiyat, my Allah. People of Palestine aafiyat, Ya Allah. The Muslims of Palestine aafiyat, Ya Allah. The Muslims in Syria aafiyat, Ya Allah. The Muslims in Burma aafiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, Muslims in Iraq aafiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and wherever they may be, Afghanistan, my Allah. Ya Allah, in so many other countries, Ya Allah. Wherever the Muslim Ummah is pareshan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unki pareshani ko dur farma. Dur farma, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you send down your angels to assist them, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are too far, we cannot help them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you send down the angels, Ya Allah, to assist them, Ya Allah. Against the zalimeen, my Allah. Soften the heart of the zalimeen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unki dilo ko badal de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it be naram, my Allah. Give them hidayat, Ya Allah. Bless them with Islam, my Allah. They have done wrong, Ya Allah. But now you bless them with Islam and hidayat, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, if hidayat is not written for them. And still they are making zulam, my Allah. Ya Allah, phir tu unko halak kar do. Allahumma ahzimhum. Allahumma ahzimhum. Allahumma ahzimhum. Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim. Wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. Rabbana la taj'alna fitnatan lilladhina kafaru waghfir lana rabbana. Innaka antal azizul hakim. Allahumma akrimna wa la tuhinna. Zidna wa la tanqusna. أعطنا ولا تحرمنا آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم عنا ولا تعن علينا اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم اهدنا ويسر الهداية لنا اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك وسهل لنا أبواب رزقك يا وهاب يا وهاب هب لنا من نعم الدنيا والآخرة إنك أنت الوهاب. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, rahim Allah, whatever jais niyats our brothers have tonight, Ya Allah, and desires and umid they have. They have duas, Ya Allah, they want to beg from you, my Allah. Which you are well aware of, and our mothers and sisters, Ya Allah, at home. And all those who requested duas, my Allah. Wherever they may be, Ya Allah. You are well aware of our long, long, long list, my Allah. Of all the things that we are craving for, we are desiring, my Allah. All that is good for us, you grant it to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo khair ho, Ya Allah, what is going to be khair for us, Ya Allah. Bestow all that khair upon us, my Allah. And all the evil that we are seeking pana from, Ya Allah, and refuge from, Ya Allah. Our hardships, our miseries, our sorrows, our griefs, our calamities, our problems, Ya Allah. Different problems, Ya Allah, afflicting different people, my Allah. You are well aware right now the condition of each person who is here, my Allah. Ya Allah, I am not aware, Ya Allah. You are alam al-ghuyub, Ya Allah. You are well aware of all the hardships they are suffering. And our mothers and sisters, my Allah. Remove those hardships. Remove that bala completely, my Allah. Remove it from our lives, Ya Allah. Never to return again, my Allah. Give us a happy life. Give us bliss in dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of the qabr. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of the qabr. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Protect us from the azab of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Give us shahadat in your path. Give us burial in Jannatul Baqi, Ya Allah. Give us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my Allah, how beautiful, how handsome Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my Allah, his beautiful zulfa, his shining face. Ya Allah, his hands are softer than silk, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, what beautiful akhlaq. What beautiful akhlaq he displayed. What beautiful teachings he left behind for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the concern, the fikr that Rasulullah had for his ummah. Give us that fikr for the deen, Ya Allah. Help us, Ya Allah, to strive in your path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, make our beloved Rasulullah be waiting for us, my Allah. Make him see us from a distance, my Allah. He must be smiling. He must open his arms wide for us, my Allah. We must go running to him, my Allah. Just to place our heads, Ya Allah, on his Mubarak shoulders, my Allah. To feel the coolness of his chest, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Then make him give us the Hawz-e Kawthar water, my Allah. This one is Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat with him, my Allah. Without any hisab kitab. Without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is big for you, my Allah. Nothing is hard for you to give, my Allah. Nothing is difficult, my Allah. You grant it to us, Ya Allah. Despite us not even being worthy of these things, my Allah. Ya Allah, be kind, Ya Allah. Just overlook our faults, my Allah. We cannot be like the pious ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, but if you want to include us in that list of your friends, nobody is going to question you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we belong to you, my Allah. We are your bandha, my Allah. The pious ones are also your bandha, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the sinful ones, my Allah. We're making tawbah and istighfar, my Allah. Give us taqwa, Ya Allah. Give us istiqamat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us a righteous life. Give us tawfiq of doing good deeds, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, kamil, ajil, mustafir, daim. Ya Allah, so many people have requested so many duas, Ya Allah. We cannot even remember everything. Fulfill each person's desire. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين وما يلا bless us with ليلة القدر night يا الله bless us with ليلة القدر night يا الله our brothers have sat so patiently يا الله يا الله our feet has become numb يا الله يا الله we have got no voice left يا الله we've got no tears they've became dry يا الله يا الله in the darkness of tonight يا الله Ya Allah, you alone know best whether it's Laylatul Qadr or not, my Allah. But grant it to us, my Allah. Grant all of us. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem. Tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem. Tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem. Tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين يا all the مرحومين of the أمت of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم grant them جنة الفردوس especially our family members يا الله so many have passed away my Allah Allah in this one year especially my Allah or just over one year my Allah Ya Allah, Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullahi Alayhim, the A'la Illiyin, the highest of stages, Ya Allah. And our other family members, Ya Allah. If our parents have left this world, grant them the highest of stages in Jannat, Ya Allah. If our parents are living, Ya Allah, grant them barakat, give them good health, Ya Allah. Make us become the coolness of the eyes. Make our children the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have left this world, their families, my Allah. The bereaved ones, Ya Allah. Give them sabri jameel, Ya Allah. There are so many widows, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're in difficult conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no husbands anymore, my Allah. They are making so much of sabr, my Allah. There are so many yatim, children who got no parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, parents have passed on, my Allah. They are all the bereaved ones, my Allah. You give them sabr jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those brothers and sisters, youngsters especially, my Allah, who are trying desperately to look for suitable marriage partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, they do not want to live a life of zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them beautiful, Ya Allah, suitable spouses, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them get married according to sunnah of Rasulullah and bless them, Ya Allah. And those who are married and have got no children, Ya Allah, you grant them good, pious, healthy children. And those of us who got children, my Allah, we make shukr to Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna ya mawlana. May Allah, you have accepted our dua, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have high hopes, my Allah. We have got great hopes that tonight you have accepted our tawbah, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Innaka anta as-samim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana. Oh, my Allah, you are our maulah, you are our master. Innaka at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.